Ramah in Chelik Vav.
Actually, the last Ramah in Orach Chaim. The last Ramah in all Orach Chaim says on Purim, on Shushan Purim, it should be on a suit of cotton. So, small suit. So you fulfill with this, okay. Alright, let's begin. We left off on Thursday. What'd you say? No, it's alright. We left off on Thursday. Thursday, what's today? Today's Wednesday. We left off on Sunday, because Monday we did in Yom Kippur. So we left off on Sunday with the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and let's go to the small Tosfos. Just to quickly summarize, we had two Pshat and Rashi. We had the following did. I want to get this because Eitan and Phil brought it out this morning. Okay, and that would be a segue into the Tosfos. We said that, to refresh our memories, there are three ways in which Get Isha is similar to Shtar Shechur, according to Chachamim, and four according to Reb Meir. Right, we recall that? And the Gemara said if you have four according to Reb Meir, you're looking for one to exclude. So what's a halacha where we exclude, we make a difference? We said that if you have Edom that do not know how to sign, read or sign, so there's a special kula that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that you can make mekarin for Get Isha, and you're not allowed to do that for Shtar Shikur or for Shar Shtar's Dinimamas, right? That's what we saw. So that's the distinction. Rav Meir says four, and there's one where there's no similarity, there's a dissimilarity, and that being that the mekarin was done for Get Isha, not for Shtar Shikur and Shar Shtar's. Okay, we all recall that? Okay. Now, what does the word Mekarin mean? So we had two Pshatim in Rashi. I just want to quickly summarize that, and that'll be a segue into the next Tosfos. What were the two Pshatim we had in Rashi of what Mekarin meant? One is the following. That is, literal Pshat is that they just scratched it. Let's call that Sritim. That was the Tosfos Pshat, the one said Sritim, right? Sritim. And therefore, why was that not a problem of Ksav Agabe Ksav? Why isn't their signatures a second Ksav? Because the Srit is not a Ksav. They used to scratch it, and they actually filled it in completely. And they filled it in completely, so that was not a problem of Ksav Agabe Ksav. That was one Pshat we had in Rashi. The second Pshat we had, do you remember who said it? I forgot already who said it. What was the second Pshat in Rashi? Second Pshat in Rashi was as follows. One of the Gedolei Achronim said, who was the second Pshat? You remember? I'm sorry, the Torah Skitten said like this? He said Pshat and Rashi like this? Could be Lamaisa, the Kavanas or Rashi. The Beis Aaron. I think it was the Beis Aaron we said, okay? The Beis Aaron said the following. And this is what Yossi drew on the board after Shir. You would write like a Vav, like that, and they would color in only some of the Vav. That's what the Beis Aaron said in Rashi. Okay? Nothing to do with stencils. So I want you to get that. It's two Pshat in Rashi, what Mekarin means. Okay? Now the second Pshat is completely different of Tosfos, which is what's called Rabbeinu Hananel. Tosfos called Rabbeinu Hananel. And that was actually, for lack of better, I'll just say Chokin, which is the color word for stencils. And then they would what? They would fill in some of the space, not all of it, and stylistically, however you did that, was your signature. And that's why it was not a problem of Ksav Agabe Ksav, because it wasn't Ksav Agabe Ksav. They only filled in some of it. So I want you to get that, because I don't think we spoke out this second Pshat of the Beis Aaron. Okay? According to the Beis Aaron, it wasn't really scratching. They really would draw above. The only reason why it wasn't Ksav Agabe Ksav is because they wouldn't fill it in totally. So it's similar to Tosos, the Rabbeinu Hananel, but the Rabbeinu Hananel says they use stencils. According to Rashi, there was no concept of stencils. Okay? It's not a concept of stencils. So that's the Pshat, the two Pshatim that we have. Actually, it's three Pshatim, two Pshatim in Rashi, and one in Tosos. So let's make sure we get it. Okay? Everyone got that, Chlor? And you've skirted the problem of Ksav Agabe Ksav with that. Okay. Now, let's begin with the Tosos. Just to refresh our memories, what was the Gemara when it said Kriya Man Dachar Shmei? We got to the two doubts. Whenever you have a B'med Dvar Mamurim, you have a first Tana, then you have a second Tana. The second Tana says B'med Dvar Mamurim. Now, the second Tana can only comment on what the first Tana said. Did the first Tana say anything about reading? No. All the first Tana says if you don't know how to sign. So the Gemara says, Chasur Mechser V'Hochik Tani. If Edim don't know how to read and sign, what do? You do this Mekar in Lahem, which is three pshat from what we said. Two in Rashi, two one in Tosa. But the Chasur Mechser V'Hochik Tani is going back on what? The Tanakama. Right? You can't have a Rabbi Gamliel commenting on, and they don't know how to read. Tanakama never said anything about reading. All he just said is they don't know how to sign. No, so the Gemara answers was something missing in the Brisa. They don't know how to read and sign. Okay? And therefore, this is what you do, Makar and Lahem. Okay. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Chaim. Let's see Tosfos. Korin. Okay? Yeah, Korin Lifneim. Yeah. Yeah, I want to just start from the Dibra Maska because it's important here regarding the Schiddush of Amy P.A. Go ahead. There are readers, you know. There is a concept of readers. Let's say, God forbid, someone's blind, God forbid. They have to take an exam. So they have readers, right? They have readers. So in the same vein, for the person that needs to take the exam, can't see the seat, God forbid. So what does Tosfos say? It's not a problem, Aid Me PA. Now what is Aid Me PA? Okay? Aid Me PA means hearsay. Now let's define what hearsay means. Means that if, God forbid, Zach saw a murder at 11 o'clock a.m. in Manhattan on Wednesday morning, and he tells me, Rebbe, I saw a murder, and I go into Bayes and testify, that's classical Aid Me PA, because I didn't see the murder. ABPA is not acceptable for Dinim V'Yoraisa. Absolutely not acceptable. Okay? Puzzle with Dinim V'Yoraisa. Okay? I'll give you a quick example where it is acceptable for a Din D'Rabbanan. There's a collector's item Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Heim and Beis. Rashi says ABPA is acceptable for Avis Isha. You know what Avis Isha is? Kosher le'edus isha. What's edus isha? Testify that a husband's dead to allow a woman to remarry. So Rashi says it's acceptable. You know why? Because of afkinu. It's like the Rabbanan released the kedushin that she had with the guy, and we allow her to get remarried. So Rashi says afkinu. Okay, it's a real collector's item, this Rashi. But strictly speaking, ABPA is possible with Dindi Arisa. If I ask you, give me a case of a Dindi Rabbanan, Rashi Shabbos Kuf Mem Heim and Beis. We mentioned Lamais Afginu is a very, very, I think we mentioned it. No, we mentioned Afginu is very constricted. It's only like six cases in Shas. Didn't we mention Afginu just recently? Yeah. Remember, we mentioned it recently, by the way. We talked about it on Daf Tesam and Aleph. It's very constricted. And the Rishonim scattered here and there quote Afginu for other cases. Okay? This is one of the cases. Because we're made. Good point, Zevi, because we're Makel, which we're going to get to, we're Makel, Levisa, Legabi, Edusisha, Mishum, Iguna. We don't want her to get stuck, so we have leniencies.
How
did she, how did she, wouldn't that be the right of them? No, so the Rabbanan are Makel. Right, so how are the Rabbanan able to do that? Because it's Afkinu. They have the power to release the Kedusha. So Tosfos is bothered by the following. Tosfos is bothered by, aren't these readers ABPA? Now let's get clear what the case is in the Gemara. Okay? And this is what we were talking about this morning. Okay? What is happening here? You have Aim they're about to sign on a get. Yes? You have Aim they're about to sign on a get. They don't know how to read. So you get readers. Do these readers know anything about the get? Yes or no? Nothing. Has the get been given yet? No. It has not been given. It has not been given. But, in order to sign on a get, what must you know that the husband wants to do? Divorce her. Which we all know, we've said many times, is the halachic phrase, das hamischayit. So the Eidim know everything that they're supposed to know. This is what we were talking about this morning with Phil and Eitan. There's the Eidim, when you sign on a get, God forbid, is a get ever given? Don't the Edom have to sign the get before it's given? Of course it does. Now, the Edom that sign on the get, do they have to actually always be there at the giving of the get? No. We've had many cases it gets sent from Medina Siyam. The Edom signed in Medina Siyam. They're not there by the giving of the get. But what must they know at least? They must know at least Asa Mischayev. So these readers know nothing. They're called in. They know nothing about this. The Edom know everything. They know this husband's ready to divorce his wife. They know the Das Mishayev. The problem is, Philip, that what? What's the problem? They don't know how to sign. Problem is they don't know how to read and sign. So we need readers and we need stencils or makarim, however you define it. You got me? That's why this is not ABPA. Why is it not ABPA? Because number one, the first guy, what's the classical case of ABPA that I gave? Zach saw the murder and told me. Zach knew everything. I know nothing and I go in and testify. Here in this case, it's completely the opposite. The readers who are reading over what they get know nothing. And the second guys, they ain't even know everything. They just have a technical problem. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to sign. I want you to get this clear. That's the pshat in the Tosfos. Okay? That's why it's not ABPA. Because I'll tell you, it would be ABPA if these Edom did not know anything either. They got all their information from the what? From the readers? Then it would be a major problem. So that's what it means. They know everything that they were supposed to have known up till now, namely the Das Mischayev. Go ahead, Chaim, Viter. That's what he means. Go ahead. Oh, so what does he say here? What do these readers do? They don't have to testify in Ikar Maisa. They don't know anything. What does Ikar Maisa mean? What does Ikar Maisa mean? This is tricky. What does Ikar Maisa mean? Not the giving of the get, David. We're not holding by the giving of the get. They're running up the get. Ikar Maisa means his intention, his das to divorce his wife, which is all the Edom have to know. So it's a little bit, it's an interesting lashon Ikar Maisa. It wasn't really a Maisa. It's just the guy's intention, he wants to divorce his wife. That's what it means. Okay? So that's a very important thing. A little tricky, that lashon. Doesn't mean the get. We're not holding by the giving the get yet. So these guys know nothing, the readers. They're not testifying Ikar Maisa, Ella Omer. They're just saying what's written in the shtar. And these guys know the intention. So therefore, it's no problem with ABPA. Everyone got that? Don't get confused. Ikar Maisa doesn't mean the get. That's not right. We're not holding by the giving the get. And in essence, if you think about it, many times the Edi Chasima don't even know. They don't even see the get being given. They never see the get ever being given. So there's no problem here at all. It's not ABPA. They really know everything. And they're signing. They just have a technical problem. You can't sign on something that you don't know what. You can't sign on something if you don't know how to sign. You can't sign on something if you can't read it either. Okay? The truth is, reading Shtar Raya, you always have to read. Shtar Raya, you always have to read before you sign. Shtar Kinyan, which is a get, the truth of the matter is you could sign without necessarily reading it. But we're talking about a case they don't know how to read either. Okay? They don't know how to read either. I'm just saying, in theory, what happens if they know how to sign, they don't know how to read? Would you be able to sign a get? I think yes. The requirement to read a shtar is by a shtar raya. By a shtar kinyan, you don't necessarily have to read it. You just sign your name. You know that the passing of the get, you have to know what you're signing on. So I'm just saying, it's interesting that the Gemara gives that case, that what will be the case if they don't know how to read? You should know it's not a problem. You should know it's not a problem that can be read to. And they can be signed to. They knew the guy's intention, okay? They just don't know what's written on it. It could be, I don't know, it could be a financial deal. So they have to be told that it was a get, Lemaisa, okay? That's what these guys are doing. The readers are telling them that's a get. They're telling, the notion of reading here is notifying them that the get is a get. That's what the notion of notifying is. I'm saying, technically speaking, by a shtar raya, you might not have to what? By a shtar kinyan, you might not have to read it before you sign it. A ksuba is a classical shtar raya. You can't sign a ksuba until you read it. Remember we mentioned that? If you're ever named for a ksuba, you should know what it means in English and everything. Okay? Shtar kinyan, theoretically, you don't have to what? You don't have to read it, but you have to know what it is. So they're being read to because maybe they don't know what it is. They want to make sure what it is. Okay, Chaim. We'll get to Adam and Chaim. Let's go a little bit, finish up the Tosfos, because a lot we have to see. Go ahead. Then Tosfos, how many readers do we need? Go ahead. Oh. Pirik what? Pirik Shane. Okay. What does he say here? Tosfos has a phenomenal chiddush. Tosfos says for some reason here, you need what? Tosfos holds you need two readers. Or one who's a tzaddik. Okay? Who's a gadol, let's say. When it says one of the dayanim, what does it mean? It doesn't mean multiple dayanim. The Gemara in Gittin on Yud Testament Beis says, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Testament Beis writes that the Sofrim had tremendous fear of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman sometimes did not read it, what he signed, the document, the get which he signed. Okay, the document in which he was in front of him. Lamais, let's say he didn't have time. The Sofrim would read it to him, he'd sign. He had many things to sign. There was no concern of any games of lie because they had a lot of respect for him. So that's the lushan of the Gemara in Yud Testament Beis. He was a gadol, and they had great respect for him. So one fellow is enough. Davker of Nachman Safra, did I need Isli and Masav? Rav Nachman Safra, Chini, no. Gemara says, Safra then, and Isha Chini, no. You need a combination of the gadol with the ema of the Sofrim in order for it to be acceptable. And the Yisra Bracha says, don't get me wrong, it means only one of the Sofer. Even though it says Safrei, in a Lashon Rab means only one of the Sofer. So Tosfos says a tremendous chiddush here. Tzarech Shnayim or Echad Gadol. One Tzadik is enough. You don't need two Eidim. You don't need two readers, you only need one. Okay. This is a big chiddush. Why is this a big chiddush, L'maisa? Oh. What is the Svara for us to say one should be acceptable? One reader. Oh. So the Ramban and the Ran and the Meiri and Daf Yud Testament Beis present the following topic to us. And they say that this is a Milsa Avida Ligluye. Milsa Avida Ligluye, one aid is considered to be what? Is considered to be acceptable. Okay? This is what they write. The Rash also says in the Daf Yud Test, Milsa Avida Ligluye. If the matter is going to be revealed, we're lenient to allow one aid. Okay, the Ramban, the Ran, the Miri, Rashba, as I said, also in your Testament days, say the same thing. Oh. So therefore, this is tremendous cool. Two is acceptable. Of course, two is always acceptable, but one is enough. Milsa Vida Liguya. Because it's not aidus. Why isn't it Milsa Vida Liguya? Why isn't it a matter that's going to be revealed? Just whip out the get and read it. Right? That's something you need to what? You need someone to have seen the case. It's right there in front of you to read it. Milsa Davida Ligluye, we don't have. We don't have the requirements of having two Eidim. We're lenient to allow one Eidim. Milsa Davida Ligluye, kosher, Eidim. Okay. Now, where does this come up? It comes up in the following. I want you to see the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Lamed Testament Beis discusses what's called a get chalitza. Now, this is like a code word. It doesn't really mean a get. When a couple is married and the husband dies without kids, God forbid, there's a need of yibum or chalitza. We don't do yibum nowadays because we're not on a high level of ruchnias, so we do chalitza. Ideally, yibum should be done. Chalitza is a backup. In fact, the Bahag writes, we put the brother in like a semi-cherem, not literally, but he says the fact that she spits at him, which is the process, connotes the shifa zera that he should have used to keep alive his dead brother's name. And the fact she removes his shoe is symbolic of the Gemara Moy Kutin that someone's put in Nidui, the Gemara writes, has his shoes removed. Okay? So it's not a real cherem. But what I want to bring out to you, the chachila yibum should be done. Lahakim shem zera. To keep alive the dead brother's name. Okay. Nonetheless, as we said, Bisman Hazeh, we do chalitza, because we're not on a high madrega. Okay. Guy comes forward and says he is the brother of the dead man. He's willing to go through chalitza. He says, let's get it done. Well, how on earth do we know that he is the brother of the dead man? So the Gemara in Yevamis on the Flametesman Beis writes, at the end of the Chalitza, they issued to her what's called a Get Chalitza. A piece of paper proving that she had Chalitza done. And the Gemara writes, Ishtamodna. What's Ishtamodna? The word Ishtamodna? What does it mean? It became known to us. Yada, from the word know. It became known to us, it became identified to us, that this man was the brother of the dead man. And who is the one that told us this? So the Gemara has 2 days. One day is that a karov or a woman is acceptable. And the other day is that what? You need Adim. How do we paskin? So the Gemara has this lashon. Milsa. No, the Gemara has a different lashon. Gimli. Milsa. Ba'alma. And therefore an Evan or an Isha are acceptable. Gilui milsa ba'almahu, therefore kosher, afilu karov, afilu isha, even a relative, even a woman, who are normally, both of them are a karov and a woman are posulatus, we are lenient. The svara is because this matter is going to be revealed anyway. We'll be able to know who this guy really is. And therefore, because of that, we are lenient on the rules and regulations of who is kosher and posul for aids. Okay? Gilui milsav alma. This is what the Gemara writes black on white. And let's get this. The Rif and the Rosh add on that even a puzzle, even a guy who is puzzle, is Neman. Why? Because he's not testifying on Isser or Momon. He is just testifying on Stam Gilui milsav. He's just revealing something. So I want you to get on the Rif and the Rosh say even a puzzle. I mean, these are puzzle. A woman and his apostle Rif and Rosh speak out, a few apostle. So we have this concept already of Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Okay? Rooted in the Gemara and Yevam Islam and Testament base. The Rambam I gave you in Hilchos Yivum V'chalitza Perek Dalet Alech Lamed Aleph points out that even a woman or an Evid or a Katan, he adds on, can say this is the brother of the dead man. Shedavar. She said, "Dover asui lihigalos." This is a matter that can be revealed. Shefsher leida amisas adover below divram. We don't really need these guys. We can find out the emes without them. Ki inyan shibiyarnu bilchus gerushin. And the Rambam says, "I've said this already, bilchus gerushin." Where did you say this, bilchus gerushin? The Rambam writes in bilchus gerushin the same thing. In Hilchos Gerushin Perek Gimel Chav Tes, he says Al Yiksha Beinecha. Rambam really speaks like this. He says, "Don't ask a kasha in your eyes." Echi Tiru Irva Beedus Isha Mipishivcha V'chulei. Like you ask Zevin, this woman, her husband's missing. You allow a woman or a karov to allow this woman to get remarried? Rabbanu Shalom. Don't ask that kasha. The Rambam says to Zevin, "Don't ask that kasha." Because the bottom line is, the notion of whether the guy's alive or dead is a milsa avida ligui. This guy that comes forward, this car of this woman, we're not really relying on them. We're not relying on them. It's a matter that's going to be revealed anyway. And a matter that's going to be revealed anyway, let's add on the Gemara, loma shakri. People don't lie about it. I want you to get that down. There are 3 reasons why we're makel about a woman getting remarried, about a husband being dead. One is Mishum Iguna. It's in that Rambam. He collects all the reasons. 2 is called Isha Daika Mitzvah. What's that mean? No woman is going to get remarried without examining the case herself. It's a Kazaka. And 3, Milsa Avida Ligluya. No, people don't lie. Rambam has all 3 reasons. He collects them from the Gemara. That's why we're making Zevi Ben Erechad. Or a puzzle is acceptable. This is a bit of Ligluye, Loma Shakri. No one's going to lie about that. Guy's dead. Day later, the guy might walk into court, right? Who's going to lie about it? Unless the guy's the sugar. This is a Loma Shakri. Okay? So you put all those 3 reasons together. That's why Eid Echad is acceptable by Avis Isha. And when I say Eid Echad, I mean even a puzzle. Eid Echad, Filu puzzle. Okay? So So the Rambam really, really speaks this out. You look in that Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Okay, I gave you that Rambam. Hope you saw it. Rambam puts the two together. So what you see is the following. And that is that we have the rules and regulations for Eidus dropped when it comes to Milsa Aviluguya. Okay. Now, I tell you, I always thought, one sec, yes, I want to get to good question. I want to just finish the Mahalach, okay? I always thought for a long time, I mean, I didn't think there was even a difference. What is the difference in Milsa Avida Liguye and Giwi Milsa Balo? Milsa Avida Liguye, Giwi Milsa Balo. I thought they were the same thing. No? Giwi Milsa Balo and Milsa Avida Liguye Loma Shaka. Same thing, no? The note of Yehuda has a tshuva in Ibn Ezra, Simon Sadi Gimel, Madura Kama, that there is a machloikis between the Rif and the Rambam on this. Unbelievable. The Rambam says exactly like I thought. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we were in good company. Rambam says that the same rule, Psulim are believed. Psulim are believed. Psulim are believed by Mislav Vilikluye. It's the same topic. No problem. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rif says no. The Rif writes that the Gemara in Yavamis means Givui Milsa Ba'alma. Okay? That's what the Gemara writes. I want you to let's get it clear. The Gemara in Yavamis writes this phrase, Givui Milsa Ba'alma. The Rif says that's what it means. That's all what it means. It does not mean Milsa Avida Liguye. It means this and this alone. Everyone got it? Again, the Gemara in Yavamis, black on white, Lamed Tes Amud Bey says Givui Milsa Ba'alma. Okay, that's why we identify. We can identify, we allow a woman, a karov, to identify who the brother of the dead man is. That's black on white. The Rambam thinks this phrase is the same as Milsa Vidaliguye, and he says no problem. Psulim are always neman. Okay, the Rif says not that way. The Gemara means literally only this phrase. Does not mean Milsa Vidaliguye. Does not mean it at all. Okay. So that's interesting. Why is it so interesting? Because it means as follows, Lamais. Let's plug it in now. Let's get it. The Gemara and Yavamis identify the brother of the dead man with Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Let me ask you the following kasha. The readers, how many readers did Tosos say we need? Two or what? Or one is a tzaddik. Yes? Godel. Yes? Were psulim acceptable according to Tosos? What would you say? No way. What's the difference? Why are we makel by the brother of the dead man to allow psulim? And here, Tosos says you need two or a tzaddik. Either it's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma or not. What's the difference? Now, how do the Rishonim discuss our case? How do the Rishonim discuss our case? What do they call it? So the Rosh on Daf Lamed Tes, on Daf Yud Tes in Gittin, quotes the Rif, that an Eidech is enough because he calls it Milsa Avili Gluye. I want you to get that. The Rif, the Rosh in the Rif, calls our case Milsa Davida Ligluye. The Rush in the Rif calls our case Milsa Davida Ligluye. He calls it Milsa Davida Ligluye. Oh, and that's difficult because what does the Rif in the Rush call the case in Yavamis? What do they call the case in Yavamis, Alan? Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Right?
The same thing.
Oh, so I'm just asking, Lamais. If you assume, no, we said the Rif, the Rambam said they're the same thing, right? The Rif said they're not. No, but what I'm saying is that the Rush says in the Rif, he calls our Gemara Milsa Avida Ligluye. What should come out from that? What? No, he's calling our case Milsa Avida Ligluye, and he's calling the case in Yavamis, which it does say, Gilui Milsa. So what's the difference? Gilui Milsa will accept what? Krovin. Milsa Avida Ligluye, we will not accept Suim.
That strengthens our point. Again, Nachum. Tosfos says by us you need it. You can have one tzaddik, but it's got to be a tzaddik. I ask you, number one kasha, what's the difference between this and what? And identifying the brother of the dead man. Where you accept Krov. That's the first kasha we're saying. What's the difference? Number two, the Rif, who calls the Gemara Nivam as Gili Milsa, which the Gemara calls it, accepts what? Accepts Tzumen to identify the brother of the dead man. To identify brother of the dead man, yes? The Rush in the Rif calls it our Gemara Milsa Naviligluye. If there are two separate topics, only Gili Milsa Bama do you accept a Krovin. Milsa Naviligluye don't accept this Krovin. Right? Why? What's the difference? You would need a tzaddik. So I'm saying, it's kasha with Tosis, kasha also on what? The Rush and the Rif. I'm asking you, Yossi, what is the difference? What is the difference in the case in the Vomis about the brother of the dead man and in our Gemara where we insist the reader has to be a tzaddik? That's what I'm asking. Kasha on the Tosis and kasha, same kasha on the Rush within the Rif. Because the Russian Rift distinguished between the two phrases. If you distinguish between the two phrases, then you're going to have what? A mandate that by us, you need a Godel. I'm asking, why do you need a Godel here? That's the kasha we're asking. You follow me, Chaim? Why do you need a Godel here? If it's Gili Mil Sabama, then we accept Suman and Groven. Here are the Tosis and the Rosh and the Rif seem to say, no, it's called Milsa Avinu Ligluya. Milsa Avinu is different. Rambam packaged them all together. Lock, stock, and barrel. He comes up with the phrases lock, stock, and barrel. Anything in Milsa Avinu you're able to be made. Here, though, Lamaisa, the Tosis and the Rif say not that way. So what's the beard? Any svaras? What's the difference? So I think you have to say as follows. Then we'll get to the kashas. When you talk about the identity of a guy being alive or dead, that's a really Gili Milsabama. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. You call the FBI or call, you know what I mean? It's like we don't really need the person. Okay, it's easier said than done, of course, if someone's got forbid missing. But the bottom line is that I think what you have to say is that knowing whether a person is alive or dead is not a Gili Milsabama. But in our case, where you're relying on them for reading that it's a get, that's a little bit more. No? I mean, for all you know, it might be something in Chinese. It might be some business deal. This piece of paper is going to release a woman that she can get remarried. The stakes are very high. Now, I grant you, Lamaisa, that it is not ADIS, because they know nothing, the readers. All they are is just giving out information. But the bottom line is you can't just tell me it's a stam Gilui Milsabaum. It's much more than that. You're relying on these guys to allow a get to happen to get divorced. She might get remarried. So I don't know what to call it. But you know what we'll call it? I guess what we'll call it is Pachos Mi'edis. Something in between Gili Milsabaum and Edis. Okay? I'm not sure what phrase we'll call it, but we have to call it something stronger than Gili Milsabaum. I don't know what that phrase will be, okay? But that phrase will be, let's call it either Pachos Mi'edis or Gili Milsa Chazak. Okay? I like Gili Milsa Chazak. Okay? And therefore, Tosa says you need a tzaddik. That's the Kiddush that we want to say. Okay? All right, first Adam, everyone's been patient, then Chaim, and then Yossi Netan. Real quick, okay? Because we got to go by. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So when the A comes to base and try to testify If he doesn't specify, does he testify on your side?
We believe him. Well, he has to say, Adam, I saw such and such on such day. There are seven questions the Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin. We ask when it was, where it was.
Right.
So if he's hearsay, he can't answer those questions, so we throw him out.
Well, if he doesn't specify as hearsay, what's it to that?
No, we will know. By our seven questions of our interrogation, which is called the Jewish clears, we will know. That is correct. Adam Zomim is after those seven questions are answered. That's correct. You have to get in the Adas. Kai, go ahead.
Why are we cautious that the readers won't be reading this on the Shemite?
That's why we need two or a tzaddik.
If they're not going to the Jewish, because I hear them,
because it's not Adas.
Right, so then two would.
So that's what I'm saying. You either need two guys, or you either need one fellow as a tzaddik. Because we don't assume two guys are going to lie. And if you have one guy, he's got to be a tzaddik. That's why I call it Gilui Milsa Chazak. So let's call it Gilui Milsa Chazak. Okay? No, Tosis is not allowing that. Oh, so Chaim says, what? My impression is no, they wouldn't be. Because he doesn't say the Echad could be apostle. Right? I understand, but my impression is that it's in the middle category we won't allow. You need Adam. You either need Adam or a tzaddik. I understand they're not Adam, but it can't be Krovim. They're not going to say it's Kim and Milsabal. Yeah, okay, that's what we want to suggest. Yossi, go ahead.
So how does the Rambam
The Rambam has no problem. The Rambam will say Psulim are acceptable in our case. Yes, he will argue. Good point. The Rambam will argue. The Rambam will claim that the Psulim are acceptable. The Rambam will argue that Psulim are acceptable to be the readers. That is correct. Our Tosis is what's difficult. The Rambam, it's a good point what Yossi brings out. We didn't say it. The Rambam argues on our Tosis. Rambam will say that readers are acceptable if they're apostle. You could have one guy who's apostle or a Karl, like Kai, you just asked me. The Rambam will say it's the same thing. Same exact category. We'll allow apostle. Our Tosis doesn't allow it. Yes, Eitan.
You said the difference between our case and the case of saying husband's alive is that our case, the get will be good and she'll be able to get remarried. But isn't, if you say that the husband is dead, aren't you also allowing her to get remarried? So it's the same thing.
You're allowing her to do chalit. You're saying that the brother. You're talking about the case in Nivamas to identify the brother of the dead man? He's doing chalitza.
So then you're allowing her to get remarried?
After the chalitza.
Right, so the end result is the same thing that you're allowing.
I understand, but it's different here when you talk about whether a guy is alive or dead or if a guy is this person or not. That's different than rather saying that this get is mamash kosher to allow them to get remarried. Okay? That's different.
How?
Because one is the validity of a guy, whether you are a person or not. Is the guy alive, or is this the right person? Whereas here we're talking about whether it's the kashrus of the get, which is kind of more creation. It's not talking about, you know what I'm saying? It's not changing a whole, you know, here you're saying the get is kashrus. Here you're talking about whether the guy's alive or dead, or is this guy the guy's brother? You know what I'm saying? That's less informative by saying, than rather saying that this get is mamish a get. Right?
You're saying, okay, so it's,
well, no. What I'm bringing out, it's not talking about a human being. Identity of a human being alive or who this person is much easier than saying that this get is a get. Okay, that's a different concept called identity. Identity will be more makelon. That's a gilui milsavama. Here in our gemara, it's much stronger. The rabbi will agree, like Yossi is saying, there's no difference. But our Tais is not willing to say it. Okay, all right. We got to go Vaiter, Mike, okay? All right, let's go Vaiter now. Okay, that's the Pshat Lamais and the Tais. Let's see Vaiter now in the Gemara. Okay? Chaim, let's go, okay? Vaiter now in the two dots, after the two dots. Let's go, Vaiter. Yeah, let's see inside. So we had three cases according to the Chamim, four according to the Meir. Go ahead. Aren't there any more? Go ahead. Go ahead. Tanu, Tanu Mata Laploni. What case is that? That was give $100 to Mr. X and then he dies. Yitnu Lachar Misan. Okay? So you see that Shtar Shichur and Get are similar. Now, what a case is this talking about exactly? Okay? Let's get the case. Was the get, let's get it, was the get or the Shtar Shichur given to the Shliach already? Yes or no? So this question is a steer in Rashi's. From Daf Tesim and Beis to Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph on the Mishnah. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Did the Shliach get the get yet before the guy had died or not? Or did he point it out to him, to the Shliach, the husband or the master? Go pick it up from the table and he dies beforehand. Let's see Rashi here. Go ahead, Chaim. Lo Yitnu. Oh. So what's the question? If it's Zachal Arshul Mufarav, what do we say in Shir? I think it was Sander last week that the Shliach Lolacha should poof turn into a what? Shliach LaKabbalah. Why is that not happening here? Why does it say Lo Yitnu Lachar Misa? The guy should be free already the second the Shliach touches it, right? Go ahead. Nihi. Nihi, granted. Go ahead. Granted that he's Zocha the Shliach, that he loses the ability of the other from what? From retracting. Go ahead. However, the Rabbanan Moda, that calls him out the get, doesn't get to the Evid, Kenaini, Lohave, he's not free. Go ahead. And since the master died first, go ahead. His shichur is not a good shichur. Go ahead. Because what's nafkale reshusim in a? The master has lost ownership of him. The chayale reshus yorshim. And the yorshim have what? The yorshim have come upon him now and been what? And taken him. Yes? Oh. So what do you see from this Rashi? There's a lot of chidushim in this Rashi. Number one, what? I mean, what on earth is this split all about? On one hand, he can't retract the master because he gave it to a shliach. But on the other hand, if the adon dies, he's not free? Let's get that. Moshe, do you have this? Everyone, that's the split that Rashi's saying. He cannot retract the master. But on the other hand, what's the din? He's not free yet. That's a pella. It's a pella. Mamish a pella, this Rashi. Chaim, do the toises, will you do? Go ahead.
Will you do Lava Mesa? Here's the conscious. Now, you do Rabbanan, the Amir is close to, the Abed is up and on the Cholo Kodom, the Heed, the Lava Mesa, the Lord Matin Abed, both Rabbanan, the full Kam of the Lord Matin Abed, the Lord Matin Abed, the Lord Matin Abed.
Oh! Omer Toysvis! Go ahead.
The Dover
Tamahu. The Dover Tamahu! The split. What is this split all about? Go ahead. Dover Tema Perusho. Right? Go ahead. Tain? Once you say that he gets it, you can't retract, you should go free. How could you make such a split? And not only that, Rashi's Chozer Ball. Go ahead. Don't say Tain Getzeh. Go ahead. Because that would connote, go ahead. Meaning that would connote that the Shliach didn't get it while he was alive. I mean, he told him to go to the table and get it, and then he died before he got to the table to get it. That's not what the case is. Go ahead. Shemisha Rishona. So what does he say? The Chum never would argue What's the din? Of course he's free. Okay? Of course he's free. The case in the Mishnah is, on Daf Yud Gimel, we're going to read it right now, is that the Adon said to the Shliach, pick up the Shtar Shekhar off the table, he dies beforehand. That's why Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa. Because if the Shliach would have picked it up before, poof, he does become a Shliach like Kabbalah. You can't retract, because he goes free. The split is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. To the degree Rashi was kosherable. That's what Zach was so bothered by. Last week we said, it should the poof. He said, what's wrong with this Rashi? I said, that's before Rashi was kosherable. How can you make a split like this? It's a pellet. Chaim, just read the Rashi quickly. Take a look at it. You'd give him a woman aleph on the Mishnah. Take a look. Go ahead. You'd give him a laugh. Guys, take a look at it. Okay? Yes. Right, you should say tenu and don't be goris tain. Go ahead. No, velogar sin and tain, period. Because the Mishnah there in Daf Yud Gimel that says the Yidnu Lachar Misa is talking about the guy died before the Shliach picked it up. The master died. Go ahead. The Chachamim aren't going to say the guy goes free in this case. It's the Yidnu Lachar Misa. Because the master died before the what? The Shliach picked it up. Read the next Rashi. Lo Yidnu. And whose hand is he referring to in that case? The Shliach. Excellent. The Shliach. Till the Shliach gets it, he's not free. So Daf Yud Gimel is the Shliach didn't pick it up. Daf Tes, Lamaisa, Rashi's a Pella. He makes the split that the Shliach had picked it up already. It's a Pella. Everyone got it? Now, is there any Rishon that likes this split? Yes, the Rif. Let's look at the Rif. And then we have to, when a comment, we have, there's another Chiddush Rashi, and we'll come back to that, to this, how to try to be Masber. Look at the Rif. What was in the Dapir Rif? Hey? Hey, Amar Aleph, thank you. The Rif likes the split. Not the splitter, right? Avdalev of Dulles, right? Go ahead. When I was a kid, when I was it was called the forkball. Now it's called a split finger fastball, right? It's to be called a forkball. Okay, go ahead. No, you see the riff? Chomim Omri. Look at the riff, please. The Chomim Omri. Go ahead. Three lines from the top and the riff. Hey, Amar Aleph, top be a riff. Go ahead. Go ahead. Vani milu chazara. That's just for retraction. Go ahead. Wow, and the Eved doesn't go free until it gets to his hand. That's the split that Rashi says by us that he was chazar ball from. Go ahead. This nan. Excellent. He does not go free until he gets it. Go ahead. Ashkechon. Zechiah. No. Kiyai Gavna. We found Zechiah in the same case. Go ahead. Mona. Excellent. Let's say you owe $100 to someone. You give it to a guy. What happens? What happens, halacha l'maaseh? The money gets lost. You're still responsible to pay the guy you owe $100. However, can you call your shliach back and say, oh, give me the money back? No, it's too late. You see the split? You can't retract. But on the other hand, it's not your malvin. It's not your malvas yet. Because if it gets lost, you still got to pay him. So you see the split? That's what the Rif holds of this split. The Rush can't believe this split. Tosus by us couldn't believe the split. What's the Rif's Lashon? What's the Rush's Lashon? Turn to the Rush. Just want to read that Lashon. It's like, you know how sometimes you say that phrase inextricably linked? It's like the best translation to this phrase of the Rosh is inextricably linked. I just so I want you to show you the words. Look at the Rosh. You see the Rosh? On Simon Yud Gimel, Chaim. Just look at the Rosh. It's in the middle. We're not going to read the whole thing. I just want you to read that line there. Milsa de Tmiyahi. Oh, you have a Oz Bahadur? All right, I'll show you the line. Milsa Tmiyahi. I'll show you the line. Go ahead. Simon Yud Gimel in the Rosh. Excellent. Read from there. Thank you, Eric. Go ahead. Milsa the what?
Milsa
the Tmi. It's a wonder, this riff. And it's Rashi by us before he was closer, but go ahead. Chazara, the issue of retracting, and the issue of freedom are Dvarim Achadim Hei. They are inextricably linked. That's a Dvarim Achadim Hei. Means they're a unit. They're stuck together. If he can't retract, he should go free. If he doesn't go free, he should be able to retract. Yes? They're inextricably linked. Read the next line. Vahabataliya. Go ahead. Mitab. That's that sheet that we discussed at great length. Schi mitab shlichus. Go ahead. Excellent. Vaki Havi. Go ahead, Vahave. Excellent. Very good. This Rosh says, I can't believe the riff. And that essence was Tosas Kasha on Rashi, by us. Okay? So let's leave that now for a moment, because we have incumbent upon us. We can't just say that Rashi was closer ball, because it's the sheet of the riff now. And even if it was just Rashi, we have to understand what Rashi meant before it was closer ball. But it's the sheet of the riff. We have to answer Tosas and Rosh's Kasha. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead, real quick. No, in general. He's not getting into the Lashonos.
He says it right after.
Yeah, but it's the same din. It's the same din.
Only if you can never say there's a split. When you say that, you bring the get.
He doesn't mean Dafka that Lashon. Doesn't mean that it's an end of Lashon. Okay, what you're saying, perhaps we'll have to answer. He himself is not saying it only applies in one case. He's just asking general on the sheet of the split in Chazar and Chavis. Okay. Now, I want to go back now to the Rashi. Okay, let's keep that kash in mind. One section, because let's go back to the Rashi. What else is peculiar about this Rashi that you read, Chaim? Aaron, what do you say? What's so peculiar about this Rashi on Testament base? Besides what we just pointed out about the split, there's something else that's quite peculiar. What else? Oh, what about the Yorshim? What did he say at the end of the Rashi? This guy doesn't go free because why? Because he didn't get it yet, and Yorshim take over for the master who died. What Newt? You tell me. What do you say? You're right. You're on the right track, Newt. What's the implication? What's the deal? What happened if they had no Yorshim? Mashmi go free. And that's not right. What are we saying the problem is? Ain't get lacher misa, right? We're saying he didn't get it yet. According to this Rashi, the shlich has it, but you need to have a kind to get it. Who cares whether the master has no yorshim? Once the master dies, he still shouldn't go free. Rashi implies that if there would be no yorshim, he'd go free. What do you mean? He still wouldn't go free. And you follow this? Nachamo. What does Rashi imply? That the reason why the guy doesn't go free is because the master has no yorshim. I'm sorry. The reason why the guy doesn't go free, Adam, is because the master has yorshim, implying that if the master had no yorshim, he'd go free. What do you mean he'd go free? It's a problem. They ain't get lacher misa. Who makes this diuk? The ksois achayshin. In Simon kuf pei chesiv got base. The ksois makes this diuk. Beautiful diuk. What on earth is Rashi saying? Should make a difference. Oh. This ksos is in Simikuf Peches, Sifkot and Beis. Oh. So the Ksos says, I actually wanted to see it inside. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. We'll see it inside tomorrow. Maybe for a photocopy. We'll see. But I wanted to show you what the Ksos is. Amazing finish. Ve'aksos! What's the deal in the following case? It's such a beautiful Ksos. That's why we're trying to look at it tomorrow. Inside. Just not the whole piece, but nishtatata. Man has decided to divorce his wife. Sends the get al yedei shliach and becomes a shota before the get is delivered to the woman. Nishtakta. The case of he became a shota. That's what this case means. The Ksos presents, is that get kosher when the get is delivered to the woman? The Rambam writes the word posel. Now what does the word posel always mean in the Rambam and Hilchos Gittin? We've said it many times. A few times. What does posel always mean? The Rambam says himself. Posel means the rabbonim. Excellent. Meaning that it's kosher midiraisa. Imagine that. It's only posel rabbonim because it looks bad. A man is not allowed to divorce his wife if he's a shotah. Here, the divorce is happening while he's in a state of being a shotah. But it wasn't through him giving it; it was through a shliach, right? So it looks bad. So midrabbanan, they made it possible. But midiraisa, the get is definitely kosher. So I'll write down midrabbanan possible. But we're going to focus on the midiraisa. Maxois. The tour, son of the Rosh, we all know the tour. And the tour says that this get is possible midiraisa. Wow. Nagid Loshana Kaish. Now the men nechliku are Ram Vitur. Shushan Purim, you shall I nerd Sosa Kaidish. Right, Shushan Purim. Oh. The men nechliku. What is the getter of the machlaikis? Between this Ram Vitur. What's the birad of? Says the Ksois, they are arguing fundamentally as to the mechanics of shlichus. How does agency work? When you appoint the shliach, how does it work? The lomdus. You can say the shtickle turn in the shul during Pesach. If I tell you, the Rav always wants to have some help, you know, wants to have some assistance. So he wanted to speak about shlichus. According to the Rambam, when you appoint the shliach, Alan, the shliach is his own man. The maisa just relates back to the mishalech. Maisa misyaches the mishalech, but he's his own man, and this is the Rambam. Therefore, this man delivered a get to his shliach. Shliach's walking along. Before he delivers the get to the wife, the man becomes a shoy to the husband. If he goes ahead and delivers the get, it still remains kosher min hatayir. Why? You know why? Because the shliach's his own man. He's the one who's doing the maisa gershon. Granted, it will relate back to the husband. But the bottom line is, the shliach is his own man. He did it. And therefore, it just looks bad because the get happened while he was in a state of being a shota, so he passed the mineral upon him. But minatera is fine. And you got me? That's the chiddush. Ron, you got it? That's the chiddush. The Rambam holds that the shliach, the maisa of the shliach, is misyaches the mishnah, but he's his own man. Comes the tour and says, I'm sorry. Shliches is your yada richter. The elongation of the hand. Like Basia, or we mentioned last week, Paul Silas. There's another guy that I just don't want to mention. There's another fellow that you guys are probably more familiar with, okay? Not so comfortable with, okay? Mentioning, okay? All right? Paul Silas had long arms. You know who I'm referring to, right? Okay. All right. Maisis Misyachis, okay? What'd you say?
I want to say.
All right, he wasn't such a kind fellow, say the least, okay? with the fellow on the Bulls. What was the guy's name? Oh, he doesn't want to say the name. What's his name? You remember, right?
Okay, Roger, right. Okay. All right, you got
to remember. All right, I just recently heard an interview on the radio, and they were saying, Pippen was saying how hard it was to win with him on their team. But he said they had many challenges. He was one of the challenges. Okay? Because he was not an easy fellow to play with. Okay? But the Maisis Misyachis to the Mishaleach. The second shot is the tour is Yad Arichta. What is Yad Arichta? Elongated hand. Right? That's how we got onto that, right? It's an extension of the hand. That means if the man becomes a shota, when they get delivered, the whole thing blows up. Because all the shliach is an extension of the Mishaleach. That's why the tour says the whole thing is possible in that terror. Tour. That's why it's possible to rise. This is a fundamental, beautiful ksais. Mamish beautiful. It's beautiful ksais. Oh. So if I would ask you, prove to me from our Rashi, does Rashi hold like the Rambam or like the tour? What would you say? Rashi by us, the Rashi we're doing, Daftes, some base, about the split, about the yorship. What would you say? Someone tell me. What would you say? What comes out, Lamaisa? What do you want to say? What's Rashi driving at? That what? What do you say? We said the implication was that the Yorshim take over. Right? We said even if the Yorshim don't take over, what's the din? There's no way it should work. Because he's dead. There's no Das Makne. What's the answer? The answer is, Halacha Lamaisa, that if there were no Yorshim, you know what? He would go free. But didn't the guy die? No. Yesh Lichas Acher Misa. Lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi, Yesh Lichas Acher Misa. Lefi Rashi, there is Shlichas Acher Misa. That if you appoint a shliach, someone appoints a shliach, God forbid, and the guy dies, the shlichus remains intact. So Rashi holds like who? Like who? Like the Rambam. The Ksos Achleishim says it's phenomenal Kiddush. So does the Or Sameach, Rabbi Shusalman Meltzer Zatzal, and the Ibn Azal. They all claim that Rashi is beferish like the Rambam in Perik Beis, Lachatet Vav, and Gerishim. That the shlichus would not be bottled if a guy dies. What's the problem? The technical problem is that what? That there are yorshim. No, the technical problem is that there are yorshim, and the yorshim take over. But if there would be no yorshim, he would taka go free. And there is no derabbanan problem. We're not worried about, derabbanan problem by shichru. By gedisha, we're worried about it.
Still
didn't get lacher
misa, though. How do you
square with... Why is it didn't get lacher misa? The shlichus remains intact.
So what happens to that bit of get lachemisa? It just goes away because there's shlichus.
That's why I'm saying it's meaningless. Because why? If he has no yorship, he's free. If he has no fortune, there's no. Let's say talk about a get. What would be the case by a get? Guy gives the shlich. Guy gives a get to the shlich, and the husband dies before the shlich gets there. What's the din? The shlich's ready and rearing to go. But the get's meaningless because she's a widow. But in theory, the shlichus is there. You follow what I'm saying? Now, Yossi brings up a good point, but that's the point I want to get across. From a shlichus perspective, it still remains intact. It's just meaningless to get. She's already a widow. Here in this case, he has no master. He would go free if there were no yorshim. You follow what I'm saying? If there were no yorshim, the shtar shichur is really meaningless because there's no master anymore. But in theory, if it could be given, it would be given. Because yesh shlichus lacher misa. That's a very important point when Yossi brings off. You got to get that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Ksos is assuming all that. But we have to speak it out. And the shtar shichur is meaningless if there are no yorshim. Because he has no owner. He walks. He's hefker. Right? If the master has no yorshim and he dies, the guy's free. But in theory, the shtar shichur would have been what? Would have been given If it had a meaning, it has no meaning here. Think about it by a get. She's already a widow. You don't have to give a widow a get. But in theory, from the perspective of shlichus, it's still there. It's intact. So I want you to get down. That's the Xosis Raya. And the Ribbis Zalman and the Ursameah that the Rashi holds like the Raya. I had a kasha. And you know what? On Daf Yud Gimel, Chaim, the Rashi read, it's the same thing. Look at that Rashi in Daf Yud Gimel. It also gives off that same impression. That last Rashi in the Mishnah, read it again. Lo Yidnu Lachar Misa. Go ahead. What does that mean? When it gets to his hand, Hamisle Mishachar, Pakale Rishusay. Right? Right? When he dies, right, when it gets to his hand, Lamaisa, Vichimataliyade, Hamisle Mishachar, Pakale Rishusay. What does he say the problem is? What's the problem? The problem is he doesn't have a master. That's why he's free. But from the perspective of Shlichus, it's still intact. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the end of the Xos says. Chimatale Hamisle Mishachar, Pakale Rishusay. What does Pakale Rishuse mean? There's no one who owns him anymore. But in theory, if it had a meaning, it would have a meaning. Does everyone get the diuk? It's a fancy diuk. Okay. So I had a kasha many, many years ago on this Xos in the Rashi. And Baruch Hashem, we're Mechavin Rabbi Zalman. We're learning Bikiyas many years ago in Gittin. Take a look at Chav Ches. Chav Ches Amar Aleph on the Mishnah. Go ahead, Chaim. Just read the first line of the Mishnah. Go ahead. There's a shliach delivers a get from the Nisiyah. The husband's older, elderly, or sick. Can the shliach give the get to the woman with the assumption the guy's alive or not? Yes. There's a chazakah that he's alive. He left him alive. We assume he's still alive. Read the top Rashi on the Mishnah. Go ahead. Wow. Did you see what you just read? What does Rashi say, black on white? He says if the guy dies, the mishaleach, the shlichus goes up in smoke. Rashi's like who? Rashi's like the tour. That's the kasha that I asked. It's a very big pella. What'd you say? Exactly. That's the kasha that I'm asking on the Xos. How can the Xos say in this Rashi, on Daf Tes and Daf Gimel, it's against this Rashi and Daf Tav Ches? That's the kasha. Excellent, Alan. That's exactly the kasha. Excellent. It works. What does he say, Yossi? Lo chayshin shemes. But if he would die, what does the dying do? Batlos shlichuse. It's a pella. In fact, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman writes, amazing, Lamaisa. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman writes that when it comes to death, Lamaisa, when it comes to death, the Rambam would agree, Lamaisa. The Rambam, what do we say? That Shlichus remains intact by what? By Nishtakato. By death, though, he says the Rambam would agree to Rashi that the Shlichus goes up in smoke. So I want you to get that point. Okay? That even the Xosis Chiddush in the Rambam is only by Nishtakato. But if the Mishaleach dies, even the Rambam would agree that it goes up in smoke. Even the Rambam would agree that. That's the Chiddush, Lamaisa. How do you mean the Mishtakato? But if he dies, we assume he's definitely motive. So this is a very, very strong kasha. There is an answer that Mr. Zalman gives, but Lamaisa, it's a very big chiddush. Lamaisa, maybe we'll say it over tomorrow. We'll see, Lamaisa. I wrote a whole article on this. We'll have to see what the chiddush is, but it's a very, very big chiddush, his terrors. So let's just leave it as a kasha. We'll see if we mention it tomorrow. Okay, let's just leave it as a kasha. It's a very, very difficult sauce. Okay? I was very elated when I was mechavim to this kasha. Because we're learning Bikiyas, Rashi says, Beferish. It's against the Xos's deal. Very, very difficult. Very difficult. Okay. Now, Zevi, go ahead real quick.
So according to the Rashi and Tosafot, should it be anyways that should it be Afarmisa even if he had Yerushim?
Rashi and Tosafot base holds even before he was Chozerbol, Yerushim Afarmisa.
If there even if they're Yerushim, if there aren't any inheritors, then we say that it goes to end, but it shouldn't be anyways.
If there are no Yerushim, it's the shlichus still remains intact. Rashi's mashma. The problem is though, he goes free because no one owns him.
Well, I'm saying like if there are yerushim, why should there be? If there's ancient there should be.
No, no, we're saying Rashi holds there is. Rashi on Testament base holds yesh shlichus
achar misa. So then why does it go to the inheritors? If that's so, then why should it go to the inheritors anyway?
No, because the inheritors don't want a freedom. They don't want a freedom.
But it's shlichus achar misa. So,
I understand that. But there's shlichus achar misa in a case where there are no yorshim. The yorshim take over. No, it's a good point when you say yesh shlichus achar misa only has a meaning when there are no yorshim. Once there are yorshim, you've got to ask the yorshim what he wanted to do. Okay? So when we say yesh shlichus achar misa, it's meaningful when there are no yorshim. That's the deal. Okay? It's a very good point as well. Okay. Now, let's... We have to maybe we'll see that Xos very quickly tomorrow, and then we have to come up with the tour. We have to come up with the riff now. So let's just begin that, and then we'll stop. What was the pshat of the riff? And Rashi, before it was Chozerbol, they made a split. Split, split, split. What's the split? So let's do one pshat, and then we'll continue from there tomorrow. How can you say that you weren't Chozerbol? You can't be Chozerbo, but on the other hand, he doesn't go free. Right? That was the split of the riff and Rashi before it was Chozerbo. They're inextricably linked, Chazar and Chavis. Okay. So this is what maybe what Yossi was hinting to before. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, let's get it, Perek Vav Halach Aleph. The Rambam says like the riff. The Rambam says like the riff. Okay. However, the Rambam distinguishes between Lashon Zechiah and the Lashon of Tain. Okay? Meaning to say as follows. The Rambam writes, when you say Zechiah, Zechay, the Eved goes free immediately. Then you say poof. The Shliach Lo'alacha becomes a Shliach Lo'kabal, he goes free, you can't retract. So that's when we don't make the split. The only time you make the split is when the guy says what? Tain. When he says Tain the master, then once the shliach gets it, you can't retract, but he doesn't go free. You got that? The Rambam writes explicitly there's a difference between what? Tain and Zechay. So does the riff hold like the Rambam? So the Torah says yes, in Siman Reish Samach Zayin. And you know, I don't know, the way you read the riff, did you find that there was a distinction? Chaim? I didn't see any distinction between what Lashon you said, Tain or Zechay. The Chassam Sofer says there's no difference at all. Rabbi Kivager says that Chuvis Re'im in Siman Samach Zayin said the riff held like the Rambam. Okay? But the truth is, I don't see it. The riff didn't distinguish at all, did he? In fact, the Ma'arik writes that the Rambam is cholek on the riff. The riff does not distinguish between Lashonos at all. And that's the push-up shot, I think. He doesn't distinguish. So, let's just close here today with, is that, I think, Yossi, that's what you're driving at. That's fine in the Rambam, because the Rambam writes it explicitly. But the Rif does not. So the Rif has the split, doesn't make it into split Zechay, or Holech, or Tain. Not a bit of difference. Nothing. So it's incumbent upon us to come up with a new beer in the Rif. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we have to do that. We'll look a little bit at the results.